ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
प्रभावं पौरुषं प्राहु कालमेति देहो वयम् अहंकार विमूढश्च कर्तुः प्रवृत्तिः नीरसः. So the dying factor is the representation of the Supreme Personality of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna manifested his Vishwarupa, Arjuna became very afraid of and inquired, "Who are you?" So at that time Krishna said, "I am Kala. Have appeared to destroy." So Kala is representation time. We have discussed 25 elements, the 10 5 Mahabhuta, and 5 Sukhabhuta, 10 senses, 24 internal senses. These 24 elements, and above that, the Kala, time path. Hmm. That's all. The follow is this sacrifice. We may have a defile the existence of God. It is class of man, demons. They always defile with God, animals. But everyone is under the control of time factor. The time factor in due course will bring in death. So at that time, how one can deny the existence of God? Mrityu sarva harasya hum. Krishna says that I am death, and my business is to take away everything. Mrityu sarva harasya hum. So time factor will take away everything what we create with these 24 elements. The time is very strong, but however, we may defy the existence of God. The time factor is there. We have to accept it. And it is said, Kalamete Jato Bhayam. And because we are under the control of the time at the present moment, in material existence, therefore, there is bhayam. Bhayam means ultimately death. Bhayam. Bhayam dityadi nidesatasya ishadatetasya vipajyayat smriti. The description of bhayam is given in the Bhagavata. What is this bhayam, fearfulness? Bhayam ishadatetasya vipajyayat smriti. Those who have forgotten the Supreme Lord and have identified themselves with this material world, for them the fearfulness is there. But those who are not in the material existence but in the spiritual existence, or spiritual life, or spiritual activity, for them, there is no bhayam. Abhayam satya samsiddhi, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said. Bhayam is there, fearfulness is there, so long our existence is not purified. Then there is bhayam. And when existence is purified, then there is no bhayam, no fearfulness. Just like Prahlad Maharaj was put to so many trials of tribulation by his father, but he was never afraid. This is a sign of spiritual advancement. Because so long I identify myself with this matter, there will be bhayam. And when I am out of this conception of material existence, when I understand that I am to be soul, aham brahmasmi, then there is no more bhayam, no fearfulness. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchati nakam. This is the symptom of avayam. Therefore, Krishna's lotus feet describe avaya charanara dindare vaja hure mana srinanda nandana avaya charanara dindare. If we take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, which is called avaya charana, no more bhayam. among the Javanese. When so long we think that I am something of this material existence, there will be harm. And when we realize that this material existence is superficial, I have nothing to do with it, asangmayam purusha, I have no connection with it, then there is no harm, no fearfulness. So, this kala is past, present and future, trikala. Kala is exhibited in three features, past, present and future. That is in the material existence. And if one becomes above the three colors, in the eternal time, time is eternal. But in the material existence, there is past, present and future. In the spiritual existence, there is no past, no future, only present. Only present. Everything appears present. Nitya navayavan. Only feelings, new. That is spiritual existence. Anandamudi vardhanam. Only present. No future, no past. That we cannot realize now, but we can get the knowledge from Vedic literature. The time factor in the material world, there is past, present and future. Otherwise, time factor is eternal. So, prabhavam purusam prahukal. So, we have to feel the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this time fact. We cannot deny, because in due course of time, according to the time factor, everything will finish. Everything will be finished. The present existence will be finished. And then we'll have to accept another existence. This is all due to the time. time is over, then one body is changed into another. So this is the influence of time. Nature is working under the influence of time. And the time factor is enforcing the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore it is called prabhavam paurusam prabhava. This is the influence. You have to abide by the influence of time. That means influence of the Supreme Personality of God. However, you do not, that's like a crazy fellow. They think that have nothing to do with government laws. But the influence of government must be felt when he is arrested and put into the jail. Similarly, by time factor, we may do something now without any fear, but time factor will place me in the fearful condition without any fear. So, hankara vimudas. We are now vimura. Now, when we say that is murad, they become angry. But actually, this is the verdict of the shastra. So long you are within the time factor, within the material nature, you are vimura. We are all vimura. Ahankara vimurasya. The same thing is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Ahankara vimurasma katta aham iti mannate. Namani katta. Yes, the prakriti is katta. With that claim, you are under the influence of subcontaminated disease. At that time, that disease, infection is karta. You are not karta. That is our practical experience. When you are and high fever, then your so-called and mastership is gone. You are under the mastership of the feverish condition. Similarly, we, spirit soul, although we are better in quality than the material element, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Aparayam itastu vidhine prajitim para. Jiva bhuta. The jiva are living entities. They are in better quality than the material elements. But still, on account of his vipajaya smriti, forgetting God, we are living a different type of civilization, a different type of life. Therefore, we have been subjected to the influence of time. This is Krishna's or God's influence. Just like in the prison life, we are subjected to the rules and regulations of the prison house on account of disobeying the government laws. Similarly, when you are disobedient to the laws of God, at that time you are put into this material existence under the influence of time, and therefore our conditional life is always fearful. Vayam vityāhi nidesata syāt. Ishāgatīta sīrasa vipadjās. Vipadjās means everyone is thinking differently. All living entities. Somebody thinking I am Indian, somebody thinking I am American, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, black, white. So many ways you are thinking. Vipadjaya smriti. Our real identity is when we understand that I am not Hindu, not Muslim, not Christian, not American, not Indian, but I am eternal servant of Krishna. Then there is no more fear. That is fear. Bhaja hule manal sinandana. Abhaya sarana. Therefore, the Vaishnava poet advises that you take to the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Abhaya sarana ravindra. Just be engaged in the devotional service of the Abhayasaram, Krishna's. Then your existence will be purified and you will have no more fear. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. This material life, so long we are conscious of this material existence, we are always fearful, full of anxiety. Tatsad manne sravadya dehna tada samudrigna dhyam asad graha. The more he possess asad vastu means material things, there will be more anxiety. Therefore, according to Gauriya Vaishnava principle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and his next disciple, the Goswami's life, is to completely get free from any material position. Vairagya vidya. This spiritual life, therefore in Bharatvarsha, in India, we'll see big kings, they give up their kingdom, their opulent life, wife, children, and become a mendicant, a beggar. Not beggar, but renounced everything. This Bharatvarsha is under the name of Maharaj Bharat. His life is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. How he gave her his wife, children, kingdom, everything. And he lived alone in the forest, Kulastha Ashram. But still, mind so strong, he became attached to a small deer. And for that reason, he had to wait for liberation 3 lives. So, the spiritual life is very delicate. We have to conduct the spiritual life very perfect. Little deviation may create great havoc. Great havoc means again material life. And material life means suffering. Always in fearfulness. So long we are in this material life, there must be fearfulness. Bhayam ditya abhinivi satasya. That is described here. Kalam iti jato bhayam. So long you are wrapped up within these 24 elements, under the influence of time factor, then you have to feel fearfulness. Although actually, by constitutional position, you have no fear. Every one of us will know, not everyone, at least those who are little advanced in understanding Bhagavad Gita, the ABCD of spiritual knowledge, at least theoretically one knows that he is not this ball. But still, when the body is in danger, we become fearful. Because we are existing in this material environment. Bhayam dityārindhi sakasya. In order to get out of this fearful situation of life, that is material life, if we take shelter at the lotus feet of Abhaya Charanārindhare, Krishna, then this bhayam element, fearfulness element, will be completely nil. So, ahankara vimulātmā kattāṁ, our identification, false identification, the 4 subtle senses, man, buddhi, ahankara, citta, consciousness. So, when the consciousness is materially absorbed, then there is fear. And when the consciousness is pure, consciousness pure means Krishna consciousness. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Then there is no fear. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, the more we become free from fearfulness. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj Advaita says, Hityatmukhatam Griyaranga Kupam Banam Gato Ja Parimasraya. The real position of fearlessness is Parim Asraya. Take shelter of Hari. Hari means who takes away all subjective things of fearfulness. That is Hari. He takes away all our miserable conditions of life. Hari. Hari Mahasraya. Prasadmanne Sulabhavta Dehna Sadashabhundi Begna Dhyam. Asat Graha. We have accepted the asat, these 24 elements, as described before, as identification with me, asat. They are not permanent, temporary situation, changing one after another. So, asat graha, sada samudvigna dhyam, always full of anxiety. What will happen next? What will happen next? You see, even a small insect, birds, bees, human being, animal, even elephants, tigers, lions, everyone is fearful. There cannot be any fearlessness in this material existence. Even big nations, American nations, they are also fearful of the Russians. And the Russians are fearful of the Americans. You can see. The whole political field, our Indians are fearful of Pakistan, Pakistan is fearful. This is material existence. You cannot avoid it unless you take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna assures, Aham tva sarva papi bhavma khoishyami mati. He gives shelter and assurance. Well, don't be afraid of. When you have taken shelter of me, then there is no cause of fear. Samas sitaji padapallabam plavam. Mahat padam punna jasu mudar. Bhavam buddhi vasya padam param padam. Padam padam jada vipadana nati shah. This material world is padam padam vipadam. Only danger. Every step there is danger. That's a fact. So, if we take shelter of the Abhaya Saranaravinda, then we have no fear. This is fact. Abhayam Satya Samsuddhi. Satya Samsuddhi. Our existence when it is purified. So, this bhakti marga, a devotional service, is a process of purifying. Purifying process. Sinnatam sakatak krishna punna savana pitana riddhantasta avadjani vidunati sehistatam satam. Those are devotees. They are simply engaged in Krishna consciousness. This Krishna consciousness begins Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. Simply, these centers are created to give chance to the people in general to hear about Krishna. Sinnatam Sakata Krishna. Because as soon as we hear about Krishna attentively and try to assimilate it, then purification of the heart begins. Cheta dharpana marjanam bhava mahadabharmi nidbhavanam seya kailava chandrita vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam anandam budhivadhanam pratipadam purnam mitaswadanam param vijayati sri krishna sankirtanam. So Sri Krishna Sankirtana is so nice. It has no expenditure, no loss, simply gain. If you kindly hear Sri Krishna Sankirtana, if you cannot chant Sri Krishna, the holy name of Krishna, your soul left hand. Or you cannot, because to chant Hare Krishna Mantra, that also requires little fortune. Ahavato sabatato vigariyana jajjibhagre namatuddham. Anyone who is chanting on the top of his tongue where there is name, holy name, he is gariyan, sapatopi. Even though he is born in low-grade family, the dog-eaters, he is still gariyan. Ahavato sabatato vigariyana. Yajjibhādhe nāmatuddhā. So, in this Kali Yuga, if you simply chant, Harini cannot chant because that requires little fortune. If you simply hear, that will also help us. So these centers are meant for chanting and hearing about Krishna. Simply, this process, chanting and hearing, will purify our existence. Sinnatam sapata krishna punna savana pita. It will increase piety of life. Punna savana pita. anyone who is hearing and one who is chanting, both of them. Samana Kirtan, this is the beginning. So, Sannatam Sipatakrishna Pannat Samana Kirtan, we become purified. This is purificatory process. Sarvapadhi Vinim Muttam Tatparasena Nirmala. Nirmala means purification. On account of impure life, we are embarrassed with so many designations. Impure life. So we have to become designationless. No designation. Sarvapadhi. I am not Hindu, I am not Muslim, I am not Christian. I am not Brahmana. This is designation. So even Sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, Naham Vipra Natanadapati in Jyotibha, he described himself, no, I am not Kshatriya, I am not Brahmana, I am not Sannyasi, I am not Griyastha, I am not Vaishyasintha, Nigesh. He simply said, Gopi Vattu Padakamalu, Dasa Dasanu. I am the servant, a servant, a servant of the Gopi Vattu. The maintainer of the gopis, Krishna. But that is pure life. When you think like that we are no more servant. Nayam Chinkara. That is, what is called, indemnifying this contaminated existence of material life. Simply, I identify as servant of the Supreme Lord. Then you become purified, designationless. Tadvapāsitinimmattam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti rucha. Bhakti means when you are designationless, purified in Krishna consciousness. Then when your senses are purified, the senses are no more material. In our contaminated state, our senses are acting in designation. I am Indian, I have to work for India. The others must go out of India. Or others are thinking, now your visa is finished, now you can go out, you cannot stay here. This is all due to designation. But real life is designationless. The United Nations is working, but they are not working on the platform of becoming designationless. They want to keep the designation. They are struggling there to become united for the last 20 years. And we have seen in New York, the United Nations Center, only the flags are increasing. Because unless one becomes designationless, no designation, there cannot be any unity. Unity is possible on the spiritual platform, not in the material. Material platform means, I am envious of you, you are envious of me. Matsarata means matsarata para utkarsa asahanam. When I cannot tolerate others increasing in opulence, I become envious. This is material life. Spiritual life is different. Spiritual life means if somebody has advanced in spiritual life and somebody, one who is still in the neophyte state, he eulogizes, how fortunate he is. He has advanced, he is serving Krishna in such a nice way. When I can get that position, there is no enviousness. That is glorifying. That is the distinction between material life and spiritual life. Spiritual life means envious. How to kill you, how to stop you. But a spiritual life means to see you advancing, one becomes happy. Oh, how fortunate it is. This is spiritual life. Therefore, spiritual life is meant for a person who is completely not envious. That is spiritual life. Parama nirmasarana sata vasava vastu vidyamatra janma prajita kaita vastu. This Bhagavad Dharma is meant for the person paramanimasa, paramahansa. It's not envious of anyone. Srida sarvadehina, we have discussed this word in Kapilde Sankh Bhilaja. Sadhu. Sadhu is Srida sarvadehina. Sarvadehina means all living entities in all forms of life. That is called sarvadehina. I am for Indians and not for the Englishman and American. Or I am for the human being and not for the cows and goats. They should be sent to the slaughter house. These things are happening on account of no Krishna consciousness. Limited, triple ideas. And it is going on in the name of philanthropism, nationalism, communism, this ism and that ism. These isms will not help us unless we come to the platform of Krishnaism. That everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasamidam sarvam. Practical. If we accept the United Nations is working so hard, but they cannot match that the whole world belongs to all living beings, then immediately it will be, all questions will be solved. As I discussed in this end, there is so much land still uncultivated. I mean, the overpopulated people are allowed to go there and cultivate and grow their food grains 10 times of the living entities on this face of the globe can be fed without any division. Annan, Bhavanti, Bhutan. So everything is there. But we don't accept. Under designation, we are fighting. Yes. Under designation, under ignorance, we are fighting. We are forgetting Krishna. Therefore, our needed condition. Boy, fearful. Vayam, Dityari, Nidhisa. Ishagati, Krishna, Vipadjayasi. Vipadjaya Smriti is just the opposite, understand. Everything belongs to God. Ishavasthamidam sadvam. That's a fact. But I am thinking, it is my idea. Aham mamayati. Janasya mohoyam aham mamayati. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to Krishna. If we accept Krishna, the center, and you are under the direction, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, our life is successful. Our whole program is peaceful. The whole tranquility, everything is there. Thank you very much.